welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I'm glad that you found time in your schedule to join me today. We're continuing on in a message I began last week, Living the Life of the Spirit. And there are some passages in the book of Psalms I'd like to share with you, and that refers to God has anointed every member of the body of Christ. Jesus is our high priest. We know from Old Testament types the anointing of Aaron when he was anointed as high priest. Moses poured anointing oil, a very special oil that was only used in the anointing of priests, to be poured on his head. And as Psalm 133 said, it went down his beard even unto the skirts of his garment. That was an Old Testament type of the anointing that God is giving, has given to the body of Christ. But you know, God has given many promises, but unless we're aware of them, unless we understand them, I mean, unless our eyes are open to perceive wondrous things out of that law, out of the Word, we can read familiar passages and they go right over our head. We don't have a clue as to what it really means. That's why we need the power and anointing of the Holy Spirit to open the pages of the Word of God and to discern truth for ourselves. We looked at those passages of Scripture yesterday. You need not that any man teach you. Why? Because the Spirit of truth dwells in you as a born-again believer. He is the Spirit of truth. And yes, that doesn't do away with the teaching ministry, with fivefold ministry. However, it does clearly indicate that in the absence of those things, you have such a relationship with the Lord, you are so grounded in the Word of God that you're not going to be deceived. You're not going to fall prey to the works of darkness. Does that mean you'll not go through hard times, crises, a persecution? Of course not. That's the tribulation Jesus said that we are going to have in the world. You can't pray it away. You can't pretend it doesn't believe or it doesn't exist. But the fact is, this is our common experience, and yet God does not allow us to be tested above what we are able. What a comforting promise that is. So whatever you're going through today, beloved, you could be going through some very hard times. I know there's some very hard times that some of you see and partners are going through, yet God will give you the grace. And not only will He give you the grace to go through the valley of Baca, the time of weeping, of sorrow, of grief, of separation, of whatever it might be, He'll give you the grace and He will enable you to come through victorious. Blessed is the man who goeth through the valley of Baca, of weeping, and continues on. There is a brighter side. There is a light, if you will, at the end of the pathway. As you go through those dark canyons, there is light that's going to shine upon you. The Son of Righteousness will arise upon you with healing in His wings. This is the God that we serve. However, we have to take hold of the Word of God, and there's a hunger in my heart, and hunger I feel expressed in some of the letters that are coming in. While there's great needs, yet there's a crying out for understanding and the will of God, a closer relationship with Jesus. That old hymn, or is it a hymn? I don't know. A little chorus we used to sing, just a closer walk with Thee. Granted, Jesus is my plea. Daily walking close to Thee. Hallelujah. just a closer walk with thee. Amen. And he wants us to know him. It's always been God's desire to communicate with man. He's not hiding. He is not making him, to his people anyway. He wants to make himself known. Hallelujah. He did that through the king, the priest, and the prophet, primarily the prophet and the priest, and godly kings. David was certainly all of those. However, well, he wasn't a priest. No, he wasn't. But he was certainly a king. He had the kingly and the priestly anointing. We are priests unto our God. He was an Old Testament foreshadowing. Come on, you know what he did? He took the Ark of the Covenant. When you think of what a radical thing that was, I mean, the blood sacrifices were still continuing on Gibeon. Do you understand that only the high priest could go before the presence of God, the holy place? The ark was in the holy place. What, I mean, that was, it's amazing. You know, people were struck dead, or if they didn't do anything right, that's why there was a rope around the ankle of the high priest. If he died, they could pull him out. Come on. It is a new, Jesus rent that veil. Now we can go before the throne of God into the very holiest of holies. Hebrews talks about that. What Jesus is just over, it's staggering, all that he accomplished for us. He wants us to know his anointing. Goodness, if I don't go out, I'll never get through these Psalms I want to share with you. Let's go to Psalm 20 and 6. Now I know that the Lord saveth his anointed. Oh, this is a good passage for some of you going through difficult trials right now. Because if you've been listening to me, you know you're the anointed of God. You have a ministry. You're a part of the body of Christ, and he will hear him. God's hearing your prayers from his holy heaven and with the saving strength of his right hand. So that means the strength he's got in his right hand is going to be bared in your behalf, and you're going to see God move. Just hang in there. Don't give up. In fact, I want to pray, stop and pray right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I pray those who are going through difficult times, those who are being tried, just as David was tried, he called out to you. He said in the first verse, Lord, hear thee in the day of trouble. The name of God of Jacob, defend thee. Send thee help from the sanctuary. Strengthen thee out of Zion. Grant thee according to thine own heart. Fulfill all thy counsel. And then he said, we will. He's always doing that. He says how far cast down he is. And then he says, but I will praise you. I will rejoice in the Lord. Hallelujah. He's going to save you, beloved. Father, I just thank you for ministering faith. Let faith arise in their hearts. Let them know you are with them. You are not going to forsake them. You're going to lift them up, lift their head up above their enemies. Father, there you're going to exalt them. They will be seated at your banqueting table. Your banner over them is love, and they will, as they sit in your presence, as they sit in your goodness and the faithfulness of your promises, only with thine eyes shall they behold and see the reward of the wicked. Hallelujah. No evil shall befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. Why, beloved? Because he's given his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. That ought to strengthen your heart. Praise God. Hallelujah. All right, let's look at another psalm. Psalm 92:10. If you're not convinced you're anointed of God, this is a prayer. Well, it is a good thing to give thanks to the Lord. Amen. Is it not? Are you praising God? To sing praises unto thy name, O Most High. Why? Why is it? To declare, because you've experienced his loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night. Verse 10, however, that's what we're looking at. But my horn, my strength, my power shall be exalted like the horn of a unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. Mine eyes also shall see my desire on mine enemies, and my ears shall hear my desire of the wicked that rise up against me. The righteous, these are promises. If you're praying these prayers, these are promises. The righteous, are you righteous? If you're not, you better get right with God. If you're not saved, you better ask the Lord to come into your heart and have that wonderful relationship with you. He will give you new life. He'll transform your life. Those who are listening, in my own life, I've experienced that. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar of in Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord, you got to be planted there, shall flourish in the courts of our God. I can't stop. This is for some of you up in years. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. Did you hear that? They shall be fat and flourishing. Why? Because you are God's handiwork. You're his ambassadors. He's showing you off. Hallelujah. He wants you to be strong and sound of mind and sound of body, even in later years, those golden years, to shew that the Lord is upright, he is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him. Praise God. All right, let's go to Psalm 105. I'm still, in case you're questioning whether or not you're anointed of God, and I want you to hear the promises of God relating to those who are anointed of him. Again, praise. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon his name. Make his deeds known among the people. Sing unto him. Sing songs unto him. Talk ye of all his wondrous work. Glory ye in his holy name. Let the heart of them rejoice that seek the Lord. Seek the Lord and his strength. Are you doing that, beloved? Seek his face forevermore. I can't stop reading the psalm. Remember his marvelous works that he hath done, his wonders and the judgments of his mouth. And what is that passage? Verse 14, he suffered no man to do them wrong, yea, he reproved kings for their sake, saying, touch not mine anointed, and do my prophets no harm. Final passage I'll share with you today, Psalm 132, verse 17, I will also clothe her priests with salvation, and her saints shall shout aloud for joy. There will I make the horn of David to bud. I have ordained a lamp for mine anointed. You hear that, beloved? You're not going to walk in darkness. Jesus is the light of life. His word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Well, I must bring this broadcast to a close. I thank you for joining me. And as always, if you have prayer needs, I invite you to write, share those needs, and know that I will personally pray for you and send back whatever God gives to be a personal blessing to you. God has so blessed the ministry of correspondence, my monthly letters, as well as the letters of response that I send back to those who write in. And no, you don't have to send an offering. Praise God. God supplies the needs of this ministry because there are those who are hearkening unto the voice of the Lord, and he meets the needs of this work he has faithfully for 54 years now. I love you. Thank you so much for listening. Please pray for me, and until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.